The Malaysian Employers Association, or APINDO, revealed that Malaysia has strategic opportunities amid the current global trade war. APINDO chairperson Shinta Kamdani said in a statement on Wednesday that Indonesia also has a strategic opportunity amid the global trade war. With high US tariff on products from China, 145%, Vietnam 46%, and Bangladesh 37%, Indonesian export products such as clothing and footwear can take over market share. President Prabowo Subianto arrived at Brunei Darussalam International Airport, Bandar Seri Begawan, Brunei Darussalam, on Wednesday at 10:20 a.m. local time, and was welcomed by an honor guard and number of high-ranking Brunei government officials. The president visited Brunei Darussalam on Wednesday for a state visit and met with Brunei Sultan Hassanal Bolkiah at Istana Nurul Iman. At the airport, upon right at the end of the airport airport stairs, a row of Brunei officials stood out to welcome President Prabowo Subianto. That's the news. May 2025. I hope that all of you are fine. Today I cannot only give you much goodness, but also provide you much happiness. In this case, I'm Faisal, and also with our team. I've already set our interesting segment that can only educate you, but even also entertain you listeners. And we hope also that what we would like to share you, give you, would like also be as your, will also be, I mean, as your benefit in order to improve and even to increase about your insight about Indonesia. And even our Indonesian songs that we've already compiled would also like to entertain you and even accompany you and even accompany your daily activities maybe, and even your at least about your, yeah, your activities or even about the days that can make your life better than before. Well, here we have also such information that we have to share you. It is about the meeting, the 19th session of the Parliamentary Union of the OIC Member States Conference in Jakarta. One of the topics that has been discussed in this case is Islamophobia, as a topic that came up from the discussion. You know that this discussion here, according to member of the House of Representatives, or as a chair of the Inter-Parliamentary Cooperation Agency of the House of Representatives, Madame Yalisera, the issue of Islamophobia is not solely concerned with the victimization of Muslims, but also wrong mindset. He said it is the mindset that places others as inferior, weaker, worse, that is what must be fixed. Moreover, he said that the conference discussed several other issues related to Muslims, including the conflict between India and Pakistan and the one between the Uyghur Muslim minority ethnic group and the Chinese government in China's Xinjiang region. Moreover, he said the conflicts involving the Moro Muslim groups in southern Philippines and the Boko Haram insurgency in Nigeria were also raised at the conference. And finally, he disclosed that the discussions emphasized using a diplomatic approach to resolve the conflicts with peace.
Here is the song Papa Dugu by Hajar Black Big Band featuring Zero Ananda. Enjoy! Bye. Gong is a drinker ritual. First, to begin the ritual, we make your rice and blood extract. And then, when we come out afterwards, we can sound the gong 3 times, indicating the ritual is bitterly, said at the beginning.
After the gong has been sounded 3 times, then it is followed by the second ritual. According to Francis Barrett, the second ritual must be fitted with main offerings, consisting of chicken eggs, chicken, pork, and other dishes. The bonum is then read out before the offerings and fruit, in order to be protected from danger and misfortune. After that, all offerings and fruits are eaten together by all the villagers who hold the event.
Yang sudah dapat lengkapnya alat dibikin, sudah jadi alatnya dibikin, baru kita bikin taman lagi.
Are created as complete as possible. All the equipment are made. We make tamal again, roll the eggs and join chicken, pick and drop. After that, we hit the gong, pick the bowl, and then put the egg on our head and pick blood on our face. Finally, the ritual is done, and then we hit the gong again and dance. Afterwards, we stop and feast.
Minum-minum, makan-makan.
The purpose of gong for Sungkum Dayak tribe is believed to be a means to bring good fortune and keep bad luck away. For that reason, every celebration or activity of a specific nature, such as rice planting, opening fun land, and so forth, must be preceded by striking the gong. The louder the sound of the gong is, and the more distant the drowning sound of a gong sounded,
terjadi gong itu, suara gong itu yang menarik tuh, petuah orang.
The gong sounded, it was giving good guidance, arms and faith, including the spirits like farming and money, anything related to wealth. We hit the gong because we want more fortune. Gong, gong, go after the gong. That's how we hit the gong.
Gitu caranya.
Kedamaian gong that characterizes Sungkum Dayak tribe has existed since hundreds of years ago. They believe if the gong is sounded, then safety will cover the entire villages. Even though the whole process is for the safety of the Sungkum Dayak tribe, there are still some restrictions. As was told by Mamai, a traditional leader of Sungkum Dayak in Sulung Tembalang village, and the Kami Street, Sanggau.
Kalau gong itu kan memang ciri khas budaya ya di daerah kita untuk memanggil seseorang.
Gong is our typical culture, used to call somebody. The symbol of gong is for based on wealth, no going around. Stay hidden in your house. People from neighboring village can enter our village and vice versa. If we go, we will bring them misfortune and they will punish us. Also, when we go, we'll get sick and pass, we'll invest the prize. If I violate the taboo, I will receive the consequences. And you know, it happens. The bamboo shoot and fruit must not be eaten and cannot be brought inside the house for 1 month. We need to make a party to end the taboo for the gong is sounded again.
Gong itu dibunyikan lagi kembali.
The taboo and gong for the Sungkum Dayak, not merely as a means to communicate with God through the ancestors, but also as a means of socializing. The sound of gong that echoed throughout the village, inviting friends and relatives from afar to come and celebrate and join the host of the event. Yes, the Sungkum Dayak community loved their heritage so much, and they did not want the tradition of the Tabuhan Gong eroded by the time. That's why, until now, the Tabuhan Gong tradition has never been lost in any event. Meanwhile, Sungkum Dayak parents never forgot to introduce the ancestral traditions to their children and grandchildren. Listeners, that was the other side of the Tabuhan Gong for the Sungkum Dayak community.
Adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait.